Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Okay, we're in the F's in our A to Z entrepreneur alphabet here, and our word is foot traffic. Foot traffic, you've got to get your product out in front of people. And a lot of entrepreneurs, you start out without a brick and mortar. And even if you can afford a brick and mortar, usually you can't afford one of those high-priced locations where there's a lot of foot traffic. That means people passing by. Because one thing to wrap your mind around is that when there is an event and you're putting a product out in front of people, at the end of the day, there's going to be far more people that walk past you. And then out of that, the whatever that number is that walk past you, then you get only a small percentage that stop. And then of those that stop, even a smaller percentage that actually go into their pockets and put down the money and buy your product. So take into consideration, let's say 1,000 people have to walk by, and of those that 1,000, maybe 100 stop or even glance your way. You're sometimes happy when they just glance your way. And of that 100, let's take it down to about 10 of them may pull the trigger and make a purchase. So, entrepreneurs, I say this to say, first of all and foremost, don't get discouraged. When people are walking by, just make a mental note, that's not my target market. There could be other events where it's very specific and it's already honed in on your target market. And you know those events because instead of it being 1,000 people walk by, it might be only 100 have to walk by. And of that 100, you still might get 10 buyers. I recently had an event that I was almost doing 1 out of 10 was stopping in the store, not just browsing, but buying. This particular event and some of the other events I've had are so targeted that everyone that walked by at least came in. And of that, I would say more than 50% were actually buying. Now, that's a really good event. That's a really good investment. But what also behind that was for the last 3, 4, 5 years, is me going to different events, different expos, looking for expos and conferences and refining who my target market was. And you may have heard me say this in the other episodes, that who I thought was my target market was not. I write children's books, so of course the children are my target, but even more so, I thought it was parents. But parents a lot of times are so busy focused on the necessity. Let's say back to school time. They're not looking to buy a picture book. They're buying school supplies. So back to school isn't necessarily the best time for me. Unless I'm going to offer something in as far as related to school supplies, like journals and pens and pencils that might have our characters on it, or book bags. But even with book bags, there's so many regulations about the school standard for book bags, whether they're clear or they're mesh. So I have to be on top of that. And that's an opportunity where I had to adjust because of what the market needs were. But all that to say that what I found out is when it came to picture books, my target markets were the grandmothers and the aunts and the godmothers who have the disposable income to buy those kind of nice to haves or are looking for that perfect birthday gift or Christmas gift, whatever the case may be. And so those were my target markets. So I had to find conferences and events and organizations that were much more aligned with that demographics. And I get a whole different reaction. Of course, I get a great reaction from educators, but not every educator. A lot of educators go in their own pocket to buy special things for their classroom and for the students. But sometimes, and we all know that teachers don't necessarily make a lot of money, they're tapped out. They can't afford to buy that just yet another picture book. But I have found people who were owners of the daycare. When that event came to town, it was perfect because they had budgets, you know, related to their businesses to buy supplies for their students and for their schools. So they stripped things off of my walls. By the time they left, they, you know, I had to completely replenish for the next event. So those are just some examples, some things to take into consideration as far as finding your foot traffic. Whether it's, like I said, at expo or markets, pop-ups, it comes in all different forms or fashion. And all I can say is try several different ways. Don't just give up after the first attempt or the first one doesn't go the way that you think it should. As a matter of fact, the best advice I can give you right now is to say it's not going to go as well as you think it is. Now, somebody can write in or call in or text me and tell me I was wrong, that your first one was a absolute home run. But I can with a lot of certainty say not everyone is going to be a home run. But I learn from every event. And I've gotten a lot better. If I was 5 years in and still hitting and missing events like I was my first year, then I might be the problem, not being honest with myself. But I will tell you that there are a lot of events that there's a lot of hype and they look a lot very exciting and have great marketing material, but aren't really reaching the masses. And so therefore you're not getting, you know, 100 or 1,000 people walking by you. You're not getting foot traffic. So anytime you pay for any type of expo or event or conference, any type of vendor table, make sure that even when you go looking out on social media, you're seeing a lot of advertisement for the type of vendors, them even naming you that part of what you're paying for is that they're pushing you out on social media. What I see far too often is that what they promote is vendor tables. So they're making their money off of the vendor tables. They got your attention and the attention of 100 other vendors. And so they're happy. To them, the event's successful. But what they're not doing is advertising to the buyers. And so there you sit, and I've been there, done that, in a huge open space with a lot of different vendors. And quite honestly, the only people shopping is other vendors coming over to your table, buying from you, and you vice versa buying from them. That's not a good show for me. It might give me some exposure and I might get some new followers, but not to the extent that I really met or really have reached my true market, especially not in the masses. So pay close attention to how the event is advertised to the buyers, to the consumers. Is there something that draws them out? I've seen events that have raffles and giveaways and speakers, seminars, even entertainment that draw people into the building, not just for the free entertainment, but draw buyers in, because there's a big difference between drawing in a big free crowd. I've seen that too, with no intention of buying anything. Sometimes when you advertise that you're going to give away a lot, or I've seen many back to school events where they're giving away free backpacks full of school supplies. Well, those people are coming to those events not with the intention that they have to spend money. They're coming to get something free. So having vendor tables at those events, I've seen fall very flat. So some things to take into consideration, some homework. Reach out to me if you have specific questions or want more on what to look for. But as always, I wish you the best of luck, continued success, and I hope these tips have been helpful. That's all for our F word and foot traffic. And I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman with Technology Expresso and Expresso Bookstore. Bye for now.